This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you haven't heard, we hit it maybe 20 minutes or so ago that Miro, it looks like he is going to be back for the Stars tonight. I told you I'd think of other ones, two card shops I did not want to leave out because they were also super helpful with Peace-a-thon. Trading Card World, which is off of North Central Expressway. It's literally right across the street from our studio. Those guys are great. And if you love Pokemon, woo, that is a place to be. And then also Triple Cards. They are in Plano, Rockwall. They just opened up a new location in Deep Ellum, which might have a super cool watch party coming up. And so I just love all those places because we can trust them and because they've been so generous for Peace-a-thon.
Kevin, I forgot in my post about Paige. Paige Beckers. Yeah, we got her as well, and had her on the show.
That's right.
The sun's shining on DFW right now. I didn't miss any of my putts just a minute ago.
Miro's back.
Yeah. By the way, they are doing the NBA Combine right now, it looks like. Bless you.
Quick turnaround.
And Cooper Flagg blazed through the pro lane agility drill on his first attempt. It's pretty special if you want to watch that. And on top of that, he has a 35.5-inch vertical, max vertical at the combine this morning.
Wow.
The average vertical is 30 to 35 inches. Whoa. So he is above average, if you would like to know that. And I think you pointed out the
I didn't see who the player was, but my cursory research said the highest ever was 48.
All right, I'll find out who it is.
That is insane.
Keon Johnson was 48.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jericho Sims was 44.5. And, I'm going to leave it at that.
When they say somebody can jump out of the gym.
Shane Larkin was 44.
Is that right?
Jeez Louise, dude.
I probably wouldn't have guessed
Michael
that.
Michael Jordan was 46. Mac McClung, 48 inches is what his vertical. But he's not in the NBA.
No wonder he's so good in the dunk contest. All right, so that makes a lot of sense to me. Can you go ahead, Alec, and give me cut number 19 as we puck around and find out?
And that is tripped up by Niederreiter, who takes his second penalty.
Now, do you guys want to start with Winnipeg trends or Dallas Stars trends going into this?
Let's start with the Winnipeg trends.
All right.
Because hopefully the Dallas Stars trends are really positive.
Yes, and the Winnipeg trends are really negative.
I like it.
So that's good. All right, let's go with Connor Hellebuck. He gave up 3 goals in a singular period 3 times in 63 regular season games. All right, so now you're talking about theoretically 189 different periods. It only happened 3 times. That's phenomenal. In the playoffs, he's given up 3 goals in a period 6 times in 10 playoff games.
Wow.
So he's dropped from 63 to 10 games, but it's happened twice as much. So you're seeing what some people call playoff Connor, which is not a good thing.
You kept saying that, and I was like, I'm not exactly certain I know what you're talking about.
Well,
and
look,
then the more it's come along, the more I see now.
In his series against St. Louis, Hellebuck had a .758 save percentage and 7.24 goals against average in 3 road games. He was pulled in all 3 of those games. Keep in mind, this is one of the finalists for the MVP. This is who people think is unquestionably the best goalie in the NHL, especially in the regular season. And so you look at what happened on Sunday, Hellebuck, 5 goals on 26 shots. That's more than he gave up in the first two games combined. What's the difference? Are the Stars just, did they just play that much better? Fair, maybe, but also he was on the road.
Okay.
This was the first road playoff game for Hellebuck this year where he didn't get pulled from the game. And he wasn't good. And I guess they pulled him to go empty net, but you know what I'm saying.
No. And I don't count that.
Yes. Agreed.
It was so late in that game that they were just like, whatever, man, just finish this game out. You know, like that yes. was that.
Yes.
It wasn't like that happened that early. You know, I feel like in most of those situations, it happened real early to them. This Stars game, though, what have I told you about the Stars? They wear you out by the third period. And so it's not, if they jump on you in the first period, good luck, man, because you're going to get worn down by the end of that game. But that was one of the things in that game that I think that held it. I think he'll get pulled before this series is over.
Yeah, so that's another positive trend. But let's get to the wider issue for Winnipeg on the road. We mentioned this yesterday. I want to go back to it because this is incredible. Winnipeg has lost 8 straight playoff road games, including all 4 playoff games this season, which makes sense. Because if they hadn't, then the stat that
straight,
I just threw out would have been complete nonsense, Alec. However, it is not complete nonsense. It is factual. Every single one of those losses was by at least 3 goals. Think about that for a minute. I get it, and I did look. There's a couple of those that included like an empty netter. I get that. But you're still looking at a legitimate multi-goal deficit and loss in their last 8 road playoff games. So if you can win this game tonight, not only will you go up 3-1 and be from a perspective of like, I feel great about this series, but Winnipeg has to look at it and be like, all right, we have to win 3 straight, including we have to guaranteed win one on the road where we have been just terrible.
Yeah, they are not good enough to do it. No. And so that's why
the Stars
add another one tonight, Kevin. It just makes it that much more miserable for them.
Which I'm in support of.
I hope so.
Okay, that'd be weird if I wasn't. Now, Stars trends. You want positive Stars trends? Because they're the only ones I have.
Yes.
I do not have any negative Stars trends.
Good. There aren't any negative things. They're up 2-1 in the series right now, and they destroyed Colorado in the last series. Things are good, and Miro's coming back.
Would we say?
Destroyed?
They destroyed Colorado in the first series?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I'll always remember it.
Okay, that's fair. Man, especially if you go on and win the cup.
Miko got a hat trick to finish them off. Yes, I will say that he destroyed them.
Look, I have been on the other side of this, as I bet most sports fans have been. It'll be the ultimate loser talk for Colorado fans if we win the cup. If they're like, we took them to game 7. And you're like, that's great. And then we won another round and another round and another round and lifted the cup. So,
exactly.
You know what? Go figure out why some of your players disappear in the playoffs. You too, Toronto. All right. Let's start with Miko. He had a goal and 2 assists in game 3, which you probably already knew. Miko Rantanen became the first player in the Stanley Cup playoffs history with 5 three-point games in the team's first 10 outings. All right? He did it the first time in game 5 of the first round. So realistically, I know this is not how numbers work, but that means 5 times in the last 6 games.
Okay.
Miko has had 3 points or more. It had never happened. Yes.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That is the proper reaction. It had never happened in playoff history in 10 games. And Miko's like, all right, I'll do it in 10 games, and I'll give the first four games just to make it fun. Like, have you seen that video of that swim coach who lets all of his swimmers go out there? And he's like, that's fine. I'll give you a huge head start, and I'll still whoop your ass.
This is the reason, Kevin, that I believe he will be healthy tonight. Like, completely healthy. They waited so long.
For Miro?
Yeah, for Miro. They waited so long to do that. So that's why I believe he will be healthy and not at risk of anything, truly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a promising thing for what they're doing.
If
10-game head start.
If Miro comes back tonight, which by all indications looks like that is what's happening, then it just makes sense that he is fully healthy because of what you just brought up. Now, we talked about the road struggles for the Winnipeg Jets. For the Dallas Stars, I do believe this is the longest playoff winning streak they've ever had in this building.
Really?
So to find a longer one, you have to go back to
the longest playoff winning streak?
Yes.
Or just okay.
Playoff winning streak. Gotcha. Thank you. The longest playoff winning streak they've had in this building. To go further, you'd have to go back to April 12th to May 7th of 2000 when the Stars won six straight playoff home games. But if you'll remember, that was back when they played in Reunion Arena.
Right.
And that was also when they were in the midst of a march to the Stanley Cup.
Okay. Final. All right.
So I think this is the longest home playoff winning streak for the Stars in this building.
So what you're saying is when they have long playoff winning streaks in the playoffs, playoff winning streaks, they win the Stanley Cup. Is that what you're suggesting, Kevin?
So,
dude, here, you know what, Alec, a question was asked earlier, and I want to pause you right there, Kevin, before you do your so.
I feel like I already did that part.
Hold on, was that, did they lose that cup?
That was in 2000, okay. And they did lose that cup
Never
to the
mind,
Devils.
I
understand your enthusiasm.
Never mind.
And if that would have been 99, I would have said, like, G.D. Wright, and then felt bad about it and had to confess.
Huh.
But, like, I would have been on board with you on that. But unfortunately, that was the final. Yeah. They lost to the Devils.
And you and your...
You're not going to play the Devils in the final this time.
No, we're not.
They play Carolina.
I just want to point out, Kevin.
You
never believe
the Rangers. Not?
You never believed the Rangers could go 162-0, and guess what?
They couldn't. They didn't.
You believed that Cooper Flagg would, or the number one overall pick would be the Mavericks, and guess what happened?
True.
So, I'm just saying.
Hey,
maybe if you believe a little more, instead of being so cynical.
No. Most of the time, you're right.
And based in realism.
And in my real life, that is a fair critique as well. However, like the last three combo platters we've done, my sports opinion has been that the Stars win the cup. Is that lazy? Fair. But also, that's what I really think. I'm on board with this team going to take the Stanley Cup.
I bet you watch Angels in the outfield and you're like, never could happen. Never could happen. That kid said it could happen. And guess what happened? They won.
All right, quick side question. What do you think is more plausible? Angels in the outfield or Little Big League? Where that little 11-year-old gets to be the manager.
You can see Jerry saying, hey, one of the grandkids is going to be running this team. You know, like something like that.
Could you?
I don't know. Maybe not.
This is all I want to ask Jerry.
No, never mind. I think the whole group, they all know that they have a piece of it. You know, they have a piece of what they're working with.
Yeah, I'm going to try to quick hit a lot of things if we have the opportunity, especially since we ran afoul of Carter Freeman by not bringing this up yesterday. Did you see that SMU announced a home and home series in football with LSU? They'll go to Baton Rouge in 2028, and LSU will be here in 2029. Will they move that game from Ford Stadium? Don't know.
Why would they move it from Ford Stadium?
I could see how they might want a bigger capacity for that game, but who knows?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, Oregon coach Dan Lanning. Did you see how he celebrated getting a five-star recruit?
Popped a bottle of champagne.
Even better. Him and Richard Wesley, the five-star recruit in question, they celebrated by running and jumping into a pool together.
Oh, that's cool. Like a swimming pool?
Yes. What? Would the all?
Well, I remember, was it Hugh Jackson that said that if they didn't win a certain amount of games that he'd swim across the river or something like that? The Cleveland River that caught on fire once?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, dude, whatever, bro. That's not cool. But this guy, this is cool. Swimming pool. I would have liked it more if it was an ocean.
I want to know more. I really need to know more about where this pool is. Because it looks like it could be like a rooftop pool at like a public or like a hotel or something.
Jumped off a roof into a pool?
No, you know what that is. Stop it. But at the same time, it's not a closed area because they have like four ladies in swimsuits out there for part of the video.
I gotta go check this video out. But
I'm just like, hold on. Is this at his house or is this at a hotel? When they're like, hey, we need to close off this space.
We need some models here.
You, and you. Like, I really want to know
how the.
Okay.
Oh, they jumped in together.
You don't have to look at it right now if you don't want to. And then let's talk about the saga we've lost, Corey.
He took his shirt off. Why did he? I haven't seen the ladies yet.
Okay, they're there. Let's look at the saga of Austin Simmons. Austin Simmons is going to be the starting quarterback for Ole Miss. He is 19 years old, and he's going to graduate college before he starts being the quarterback at Ole Miss. And I know sometimes this throws people for a loop. Part of the reason was he got a whole bunch of high school work done and did like a whole bunch of AP stuff and everything like that and had a GPA of 5.34 when he left high school. Now, I know some people are used to the 4-point scale. I think like advanced can get you up to 5 and advanced honors or IB or whatever you want to call it can get you up to a 6.0 grade scale.
Very impressive.
All right. Are you more impressed or more concerned about his dad?
I am concerned about his dad. I think his
Todd Marinovich vibes.
Here's the question, though. Alec, is this what it takes in order to become a great athlete? Is your dad sitting there driving you every day going, I'm not sending him to school. I'm sending him to work every day. I'm out here practicing with him. He's not going to be doing these dumb things. He's going to be working hard on football at age 9. Like, is that what it takes in order to become great?
I don't know, at age 9, like that seems kind of early, but I do think at some point, yes, you do need that motivating factor because especially as like, let's say like a preteen or an early teenager, like, are they really that motivated on their own to do anything in life at that point? Because I wasn't, yeah. You know, like I didn't do chores unless I was told to. I didn't do my homework unless I was told to. I didn't go to practice some days because I didn't feel like it, you know, but then my dad stepped in and said, no, you want to be great. You're going to do this stuff or I'm going to punish you. So, yeah, I think at some point, but 9 feels a little rough.
So if you think that's rough, I got one more quote for you from his dad. David Simmons, not me. I want to make that clear. I might alter the I to he in this sentence.
No, I think you should read it as is.
He played in the Arena Football League, and he said, I don't give them time off. I don't give them any exits. We go to school on Christmas. I don't care about Christmas. I don't care about Easter. No. Okay. I don't care about none of that. We don't miss days.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. That dude sounds insane. And that's always my concern is, is that going to be burnout for the kid? Because is it really the kid's passion or is it the dad's passion? And like, go look at St. Brown. His dad was the same way. He worked his boys really hard. Now both of them are pro wide receivers.
Yeah.
So like that, obviously it worked for them because they loved what dad was preaching. They were into it and everything.
I think it's the episode of Atlanta. Well, there's a couple episodes of Atlanta that will break your brain, but the Teddy Perkins episode.
Oh my god!
And he's talking about great dads, and he says like Joe Jackson and Emilio Estevez's dad from Breakfast Club, who's just like on him when he gets dropped off in detention. He's like, "Are you done with this crap or what?"
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.